Gemara in Yevama Chanah in Zayin Amud Beis indicates that the requirements of Tevila for Geirus parallel the requirements of Tevila for a regular Tevilas Nashim for Nida. Gemara says, B'malkum Shenida Tavelas Sham Ger Ve'evin V'shuchar Tovlin, so whatever place is kasher, whatever mikveh is kasher for Tevilas Nashim for Nida is kasher for a Ger as well. There is a funny line in the Klalei Hamila or Gershon Agozer that says that Tfilas Geirus requires a Mayan, like a Tzav, but that's not reflective of the accepted halacha. So the Klalei Hamila or Gershon Agozer, we've got a quote from Rishon who has a brief work on Hamila and Geirus. But that is not acceptable. Halacha, we assume that there's no need for mayan; it's sufficient to have a mikvah. So whatever mikvah is good for tefilas nida would be good for tefilas geirus. Then the Gemara says, "V'chol davar shachotzeis b'tefila chotzeis b'ger." Same ube'ebin mishachar. Same thing ube'nida. V'chol davar shachotzeis b'tefila chotzeis b'ger ube'ebin mishachar b'nida. The standards of chatzitza are the same for geirus as they are for tefilas nida. There are some machronim who have indications that maybe there are certain things where we should be more machmir on tefilas ger than tefilas nida, but that seems to be against this gemara, so that's a little difficult to understand. Gemara seems to say that the requirements and restrictions of chatzis are equivalent for tefilas geris and tefilas nida. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Dalid Halacha Dalid, for Halacha Hey. After Mila, the Achgat Matbila Nosa. I'm sorry, I skipped. Vim Hayom Mohol Mativim Mimena Damris, Imashim Moso Ashi, is Rapi Refuah Shlema. So after the Mila or the Atafa, you wait until he is cured, healed, rather. V'Achgat Matbila Nosa. And then we do the Tvila. And says in Shulchan Aruch in Seif Beis, basically Lashon HaRamba, Mamtin lo ajif Rabbi Rufu Shlim v'achar kach mitzvah l'chatzitza lo genes v'lo chatzitza. If you need a tefillah without chatzitza, says the Shach, Siv Katan Vav, quotes our Gemara, kol davar shechotzis b'tefillah chotzis b'ger. Same thing, whatever standards of mikvah you have for tefillah nida, you have for geiris as well. Fine. Then the Rama writes, here in the middle of the days, Yesh Omrim, she galeach sarosav, that he, a ger, or georis, should shave his hair, or cut his hair, v'yitol tziporne yadav, and should cut his fingernails, v'raglav, and toenails, cut him tefillah.
Can we clarify what yigaleach?
Yes, that's my intention. That's why we have a shiur. So you got leaves, sarosa, vitel, siparna, yoda, viragla, kodan, tefillah. So it's pretty clear what it means to cut your nails. That sounds like the same as for any tefillah where we're concerned about the alis choshesh, that could be a chatzitza, as we discussed when we learned Hilchos chatzitza last year. But what is you got leaves, sarosa? So this, a lot of you showed him have this formulation in Perek of Lazer Demila. What does it mean? So the Bach over here, the Torah quotes this, and the Bach has basically two days. First, the Bach says that, no, this sounds like a regular chatzitza issue. It doesn't mean that you shave off all the hair from your head. It means that you have to make sure that there's nothing knotted, no hair that could constitute a chatzitza. So it's no different than any other tefilas nida where we're concerned about chatzitzas. So the recommendation or the requirement is that you cut whatever could potentially pose a chatzitza problem and nothing more than that. However, then the Bach says, well, maybe this is something more. Maybe the intention of Yigalei Sarosav is that you actually have to shave all the hair off your body. What would that be based on? So he says, maybe that's based on the Ramosha Darshan in this week's Parsha. Parsha Falovska. What do we have in Parsha Falovska? The Avi Ritara called this Aram, the Tupsubit Dehem, the Hitaharu. The Rashi there quotes, Parachas Pasuk Zayin. Matasi Vidivre Ramosha Darshan. Lefisha Nafnu Kapara Ala Bukhoros Sha'avdu Avodazara. He created Zivche Mesim. It's so recurring mace. His kikam tiglachas kimitzaray. So part of this process of sanctifying the levium in the place of the bechorim, but maybe there is a kapara, and since it's a kapara for vodazara, mitzor is zivche mace, mitzor is kari mace. So somehow there is a parallel to Mitzorah, and they needed a full body Tiglachas like Mitzorah. So this is not the practice L'maisa. I'm not aware of any beds that require that a ger shape off all the hair in his body. But that's one suggestion of the Bach as to what this means. Yeah?
Is that because it's just uncomfortable for the ger? Or...
I think it's because we're not koshish for that. I think we assume like the other approach that it's just a chazitza concern, not a not just a fancy.
But then it's all din l'chachila.
Din l'chachila to shave everything, all the hair off your body.
Didn't
Shafi
did the evidence
like me? Is it a bashma l'chachila? Yeah. So the Shaf said, let's read the Shaf. Mashma afilu ein chatzitza b'zarosav. So the formulation of the Ramah sounds like it's not a chatzitza problem. It's more than a chatzitza. Kigon sheyachav v'yisor kete v'yigav mitzah zarosav akshir v'chotzitzin. Ava pike, even if you solve the chatzitza problem, yigalea kol zarosav mishim shenifnas v'klal yadis. V'chein gosav v'bach, v'efshar d'netila seyar v'ger hu alpidiv v'remosh adorshin shev yirashim v'rashim v'loslav. V'chein aminah v'murmim kishachos v'mudas yisrael ad kam v'bach. The Yonira to be the Evid in Lo Gilaf Saro Rakshi Zavrachot and Savitila. So you're correct. The Shach sounds like he's assuming Lechachila you should do the full Tiglachas. It sounds like we're not Choshish for the Shach. But the standard practice is like the other position that we're only concerned about Chatzitza and not this Momertik.
Could you explain again the
Vima
that
Ramosha Darshan
Rashi's
Ramosha Darshan said that the reason that there was a Tiglachas in Parshat Balos on Levium was that was Ke'ena Kapara for Vodazara, and Vodazara is the Chaymesim, and the Mesorah is Hashem Kemes, and the Mesorah has to be Megaleach. So somehow all that connects to explain why the Levium had to be Megaleach. And then the Bach says, and that was the practice that a Mummer who was called to Tshuva would do a full body shave.
Okay, but it's really just the Bach that holds that way.
I'm not sure the Bach holds that way. The Bach quotes, it sounds like the Bach assumes the Bach sounds like the more standard, his more comfortable Pshat and Rishonim is that it's just Mishu Chatzitza. And then he says Shema is based on this Ramosha Darshan. Or Inami is based on this Ramosha Darshan. Okay, bottom line. That's not the common practice. Okay, so Gemara has a lashon in describing the tefillah for Geirus back on Memzayin on the days. Isha Noshe Moshivos Asa B'mayim Atzavara. So woman would be Havela Sushen Geirus. The woman would place her in the mikvah up to her neck. V'shnei Tamidei Chachamim Omdim La Mi Bachutz. And two Tamidei Chachamim would stand outside. Modina Sa Mitzvah Mitzvah Kalus and Mitzvah Mitzvah Chamuras. Okay. So the woman would be Moshivan Osa at Savara, and the people instructing the Hadas HaMitzvos are standing Mi Bachutz. The Rambam writes, Halachavav, Perkidala Halachavav, Shlosha Omdin al Gabav, three people stand above the ger. Umodino sa mitzvah mitzvah kalos sa mitzvah mitzvah chamuros. Pam shnia. They already did a dozen mitzvahs beforehand, and now they're doing another one at the mikvah, in the mikvah, when the ger is standing in the mikvah. Pam shnia. Vu omei b'mayim. So while he's standing in the mikvah, we do another hadasa mitzvah. V'im haisa isha, nashe moshiva sasab b'mayim ha-tekara. If she's a woman, so the woman set her up in the mikvah with the water up to her neck. V'dayanim mi b'chutz. And the dayanim are standing b'chutz. V'modiyan osa mitzvah mitzvah kalus and mitzvah mitzvah chamuros. V'hi yoshavas b'mayim. So the dayanim are mi b'chutz. The woman is sitting in the water. I hadn't noticed this before. The Lashon HaRambam is by the ger. It says v'hu omei b'mayim, and by the giyoret it says v'hi yoshevet b'mayim. Why is that? Why is it Omeid in Yosheves? I don't know. Okay.
Maybe he wants to be in the signing alley. If it's, especially if the child is inspired for the man to be standing up, doesn't there's no concern of the man seeing him? Whereas the woman, like, she definitely has to be in a position that her...
Well, the woman, the Yadam aren't seeing yet. The Yadam are still bachutz.
They're not seeing anything. They just have to see
her going
there, right?
Well, that's the next line.
Well,
so far, the Dayanam are Shabbos.
He said,
"Moshiva."
Because
Moshiva needs to place, not to make her sit. I mean, literally, it'd be to make her sit.
Could also use the throwing up, like Omdosa.
Maybe you're right.
Isn't the Rambam saying Moshiva also being specifically positioning her?
I mean, they're positioning her in the mikvah, right?
Right, because they want to make sure that...
They're positioning her so that only her head is above the water.
Yoshevus is the same verb as Moshiva.
You're correct. Okay. So it's Yehi Yoshevus B'amai.
But then the ratio is not...
So then why doesn't it say Nashim Ma'amidim Asav B'mayim Asavar?
They're not just like they're settling her in a specific position.
Right. But why is it that the position of the man is to be Omeid and her position is to be a Shabbos?
I don't think it means she's sitting, I mean just
so why is it say a Shabbos? Because of Moshiva? Okay, I hadn't registered before, but I've been pointing out. Okay, good. The Akar Kach Tovelas Bifneihem, and then she's Tovelas in their presence, in front of them. And then they turn their backs and leave. So they don't see when she comes out of the water. So all they see is her neck going down, her head's above the water, and then her head goes down. And by the time she gets back up, the dayanim are already gone. So the Rambam added a little bit to Lashon HaGemara. Lashon HaGemara was Moshivin Asabamayim Atzavar Shet Milcham Omnil Abachutz. And then what? So the Gemara doesn't say explicitly, the Rambam adds, and then the Dayanim, then she's Tavel Tavnei HaDayanim. So that's what the Aruch Liner points out in the Gemara here. That how does the Rambam know to say that? That the Dayanim now go in to see the Tefillah. Because otherwise, what's the point of Moshivin B'mayim HaTzavara? So, obviously, the point of Moshivin HaTzavara is that the Nashim are positioning the Gerus in such a way that when the Dayanim come in to see the Tefillah, they're only going to see her head. the Gemara never meant that the Dayan are going to be there for the tefillah. It doesn't mean the Nashim are Mavilos Asaf. The Nashim are just Moshivas. Ravadia points out, Yabia Omer Chaylik Aleph, Yaradeya Simon Yotes, Oth Beis, slowly. Yaradeya Chaylik Aleph, or Chaylik Aleph Yabia Omer Yaradeya, Simon Yotes, Oth Beis, Simon Yotes, Oth Beis. I visit Mesechus Gerim. Mesechus Gerim says, Haish Matilas Haish, Vaisha Es Haisha. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean that a woman is tavelus b'fnei nashim and not b'fnei dayanim. It just means that the woman position her. The woman assist her. And that's what the Gemara means. Nashim hashivas asabamayim ad savara. So there's a famous tshuva of Ramosha, Yaradeya Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Kav Zayin. Yaradeya Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Kav Zayin. Ramosha wrote to Dayan Grossness from the London Besdin. Whenever Shapka quotes this tshuva, he always points out that in the printed Igros Moshe, it says Dayan Grossnam instead of Dayan Grossness, or Shapka said that Ramosha didn't know who he was. Got his name wrong. I wasn't sure if maybe it was the printer that got his name wrong. Maybe Ramosha knew his name and the printer made a mistake. Rishakha always says Ramosha didn't know who he was, so he got his name wrong. But whoever he was, Ramosha, Dayan Grossness had written a letter to Ramosha, which I couldn't find. Dayan Grossness has a tshuva slave Aryeh. So I remember years ago looking for the tshuva and it didn't seem to be printed there. And I was talking to Rishakha again today. And he said, isn't the tshuva printed in the Leib Aryeh? So I looked again, I couldn't find it. So if any of you find, tell Sam, if any of you find this tshuva in tshuva's Leib Aryeh, Dayan Grossness, please let me know. I couldn't find it in print. But Bila Duzimei, Ramosha references that Dayan Grossness had written him suggesting that maybe a gerus would be valid if the Dayanim are standing outside of the mikvah and don't see the tefillah themselves. So would that be a valid gerus if the dayanim are not witnessing directly the tefillah? They have the mikvah attendant in the room with the woman, and the dayanim are in the adjacent room, but they don't see the woman's head go into the water, go into the mikvah.
So they're just doing the
kabbalah samitzos? They're doing the kabbalah samitzos. They did the kabbalah samitzos in, you know, that they're in person for. Then she goes into the mikvah and she's tavelus in front of Nashim, not in front of the Dayanim. So Moshe writes the following. So you want to say, Dayan Grossness, that if the Dayanim are in an adjacent room and they don't see the tefillah, it's good enough. How could that be? When the Gemara says, Moshivin Asaba Mayim Ad Savara, so obviously the point is that the Nashmer Moshivin Asaba Ad Savara, so that the Dayanim can come in and see her immerse in the mikvah. Obviously the Dayanim can't go in before she's in the mikvah. How do you understand that Gemara? So it must be that Gemara indicates clearly, as the Rambam writes explicitly, that the Dayanim have to see the Tevila. And he says, I didn't see in whatever you wrote an answer to this kasha. And maybe you'll tell me that that's only a din l'chachila. It's only l'chachila they have to see the Tevila, but the evidence is good anyway. That can be. Rashi writes that if it wasn't the case that it was necessary for the Dayanim to see the women go down, then it wouldn't be the Derech HaTznius for them to be in the room at all. Obviously, even if she's Atzav Arba Mayim, it would be inappropriate outside of this context for the Dayanim to be in the Mikvah. So it must be that seeing the Tzvila is Li'ikuva. He says, Lo Mibay, according to those who shown him, that Tzvila is Bifnei Bez is Ma'akev, so that's definitely the case according to the Rif and the Rambam, that Tzvila Bifnei Bez is always Ma'akev, so obviously the Bezin has to be there to see it directly. But even if you hold like the Bali Tosfos, that b'di'eved, if you did a tefila shelo b'fnei bez, then it works. Says that even if Bezin is not Ma'akev for Tefila, but as we saw, you still need two people to see it, Al Tzedus. That's good. Why Shnayim? That's what we saw in the Shach. That you need at least two Edim who can testify that there was a Geiris. Because she's Muxak as Nachris. Maybe if she wasn't Muxak, it would be sufficient to have one. But you need at least that. And then he says the following, that Dayan Grosness apparently was arguing that you don't need the Dayanim to see the Tvila, you just need them to be there. Meaning, you need the Tvila to be with Bifnei Bezin, but Bifnei Bezin doesn't mean they have to see it, it's sufficient for them to be there. And he seems to be saying that even if they're in the next room, that's considered being there. Moshe says not true. That if they're in a different room, that's not being there. Why is that different than Hilchos Tefila v'Tzibur? The Chatzer Ketan and Nifritzo Gedola, Irvin Sadi Beis. So, under certain circumstances, you can't be Mitzarif if you have nine people in a small room, one person in a big room, it's not Mitzarif. So even if you're going to argue they don't have to see it, but they have to be there, that's not called being there. Even if you can see through a window, that might not be being there in Hilchos Tefila. Rav Shechter, by the way, wasn't so sure why that should be a parallel, why Hilchos Tefila for Minyan should have anything to do with this. And then Ramosha says that even according to you, it's not going to work if the Dayanim are in a different room because that's not considered being there. The Lusvaris quote to Ratzo, Eilo ho'il afkisha yiro bezin at tefila derech ha-pesach kevin dakbeidu de bezin eino bari'iya el b'masha nimsam b'machma tefila. It's I hold that you have to see it. But you hold you have to be there. Even if she does so, that's not called either. The in name is Akvedi Bereas Abedin, maybe that should work. If all we care about is seeing it, so then you don't have to be in the room. You can be in the hallway and look in, and that's called seeing it. because you're saying that the Bevan has to be there. So if you're right, the Bevan has to be there, means they have to be in the same room. If what's critical is them seeing it, so then it could be that even if they're not in the same room but they can see it, that's sufficient. Moshe says, well, maybe you really need both. Maybe you need to both see it and be in the same room. Although that's a tentative suggestion. Your Shem Kuzar is Pasha that it's all dependent on seeing it. There's no din that you have to be in the same room. You have to see it. So if you're standing outside the hallway and you see it clear, that's just as well. So Moshe's argument here is that Bezdin has to see it, has to see the tefillah. And even if you hold, you'll argue, you want to be the Eved, you can rely on those who've shown him that Bezdin is not ma'ake for tefillah, but at least you have to have your Eidos, which you don't have either. And definitely as a lechakila matter, the Bezdin would have to be there. The Moshe Kosher's bottom line, that even the Eved, a Geirus where the Dayanim are not seeing the tefillah, would not be good. Look at the Piskei Tshuva here, Sichot and Beis. Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Tshuva Parach Matei Aaron, which is a early Achron, or mid Achron, I think from, I'm not sure from where. Stimen Nun Aleph. The Piskei Tshuva citation is Shehela, Dibla Tavu Fei Bezdin Sarashay Diyu Pam Shein Yom Mitzvah Bitzvos V'tifah B'fnei Bezdin. That if the tefillah wasn't B'fnei Bezdin, that's Ma'akev, and you have to go to the mikvah again B'fnei Bezdin. The context of the Tshuva Parach Matei Aaron, he was asked the following Shaila. Someone came to be Megayer, and they lived in a city where it was illegal for men to go into the Beis HaMerchatz where the women were tovos. And there's no other mikvah in town. So they would do geirus not in the presence of the Bezdin, because the Bezdin wasn't allowed into the mikvah. So was that geirus valid b'di'evet? The Parach Matei Aaron assumes, he assumes it should be talking the mikvah, because we've shown him Tosis and the Rambam Rif, and our Kosh Shalavacha, that Fila Shalvif Nebezdin is Ma'akev. That was the fact that they would have to be Tovlos again. Rav Moshe does have another tshuva, which I'm not fully sure how to square with the first tshuva. He's talking about a slightly different situation. This Rav is working. Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Yudeis. Yerodea Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Yudeis. The case was, there were three Dayanim in the room, but only one of the Dayanim was able to see the woman go down because it was a very narrow space and it was impossible for them all to be in sight of where the woman was tovelis. So only there was a narrow space, the three Dayanim were standing one in front of the other, and only the Dayan in the front was able to see, but everyone heard the splash when she went under. Only one of the Dayanim saw. The Hira Moshe writes, according to those who shown him, that Bidi Eved, if you don't have a Bezdin present for Mila and Tfila, that the Geirus is good, even though you still need to aid him. But the Shach writes that under certain circumstances, one would be sufficient. Right, Right? The Shafi wrote that the reason the Mechaber says two is because the woman's Muxakas is an Afri, so you need two aids to be Motsi, her Mechas Kasa, even though otherwise one aid would have been sufficient. So Moshe writes that even though it is the case that he or she was already Muxakas as an Afri, and you should have needed two aidim, but the reason that in general Eid Echad is a Naman Vizchazik Yisura, the reason that one Eid isn't sufficient is because it's Vizchazik Yisura. So the woman is Vizchazkas Nachris, and here it's and here to be mostly her Mechizkasa is Vizchazik Yisura, you need to have Eidus of two people. Ramosha writes, in this case where there is already a Kabbalah of Mitzvahs, they already mamid her at Savar B'mayim, and she did all the preparation for the tefillah, and she knows that now she just has to dunk her head into the water. So if she wasn't going to do that, then why would she go through this whole effort? There's no reason to. It's not for the fact that she's about to be Toveles L'Shem Geirus. And even if maybe she's scared of the water, but that's a miyuta de miyuta. So it's unlikely that she went through all this just to fool the Bezdin, and she's really not going to dunk. So that's not called Isra Cheskasa, so there Eid Echad would work. So it's only where it's really Chazik Yisura, and you don't have all the indications that she's about to be Tavelos, that's where you need to aid them, but here the only thing you're missing is her dunking, so then that's less of a chazaka that you have to uproot, and it would be sufficient to have an aid echad. It is true, Rav Moshe writes that according to the Rif and the Rambam, Tefillah b'fnei Shnayim doesn't work, and you need a Bezdin. It says, even according to the Rif and the Rambam, it's possible that the role of Bezdin here. Near Shaka Rif and Rambam was not on the Rif and Shemaisa Nilu Adbila Sarav Shehev Bifnei Bezdin Nami who is in Hara Hashayef of Bezdin Ava Sovrin Shechidah Shatara Lorak Sheyoru Shenafi Zarkasher Lehasos Ger Ayidei Mila Tfila Ava Sarav Sheyoru Shu Ger Tekev Kishayipo. They have to give a hora'a that he's a ger. The chemish asamil is trichin sheyoru shemayat to tzarech rak tefila. Shel chemish shel zeh trichin liyos mamish v'shasamil va tefila. Shel chen ein lahat of dafka ri'ya mamish shem iki yidiyah v'umden agidola kizu shevadit nisa, etc. Maybe that's sufficient. So Moshe entertains the possibility, even according to the Rif and the Rambam, if you have an overwhelming umdana, that the tefillah took place. Even if there isn't re'iyah mamish, that may be sufficient. So yidiyah brua mi umdana mi etzam uvdad velo mi tzad tzir chazaka of kliyama yodu v'neshu v'ka umdum sham v'kara v'nei mamish. So, again, in this case, the Dayanim were in the room, so they were present, and one of them saw. So Moshe is saying, where the circumstantial evidence is so overwhelming that she went down, so as long as one of the Dayanim saw, and that's enough for the Eidos, then you've definitely satisfied the position of Bali Tosfos. And even according to the other Rishonim, maybe this overwhelming Umdana is sufficient, at least for the other. So it seems to be a slightly different standard than in the earlier Shuvah. Again, it's a different case. Here, the Amri in the room, one of them does see. I'm not fully sure how to square these two Shuvahs.
Is it possible that was the first Shuvah talking? Was saying
grossness.
Yeah, was he like talking about this in general as sort of a policy versus like this was what seemed to be like one particular case?
He was asking whether it would work that way, but Ramosha's bottom line there is that it would not be valid even together. Ramosha's response to dying grossness is if you don't have the Dayanim present and watching, so then the Gavis wouldn't be good even with the Evid. Lo mi ba'i, according to the Rishonim, that you need Beth and Likuva. Even if you don't need Beth and Likuva, you would need at least Eidos.
Right.
You don't have any of them. And this Tshuva, so it is true, in this Tshuva you have the Eidos. But then where Moshe says, according to the Rif and the Rama, it may still work, it sounds like maybe even if you didn't have the, maybe if none of them saw, as long as it's a strong Umdana. Now, it could be the Dayanim need to be in the room to establish that Umdana. Again, there's no indication of Moshe here that if the Dayanim were all out of the room, it would work. But there at least seems to be a different degree in this Tshuva. Rav Avadya writes...
Can you explain what seemed like the difficulty between... Because to me, they both sound like they should stand very well. There must have been discrepancy between the two. The first case, there's almost no umdana. The girl maybe went to the middle, you don't know if she actually went in or not. In the second case, at least one person saw that, one of them at least saw that she went in. So that should be more than enough an umdana to understand that it actually occurred.
Good. So that Ramosha accounts for that. He says, if there's a strong umdana, so then Eidach would be sufficient, you don't need two Eidach. That again. But there's a... According to the Ramosha, the second Shuvah seems to say that according to the Ram of the Rif, maybe no one has to see it. And the first Shuvah is clear that they have to see it. That there's no... umdana could help where you need Eidach. Umdana could help if it's a matter of age, it's not a matter of Dayanim. But if you hold by the Ram and the Rif that you need the Dayanim to see it, the Dayanim need to see it, and anything short of seeing it is insufficient. That's a basic point of difference, at least it appears to me. Yeah.
Isn't there a constant halacha that Dayanim knows something happened for a fact, then you don't need Eidos?
So Yediyah below Re'iyah applies under certain circumstances. That's more an Eidos function out of Dayanim function. You could have Eidos Yediyah below Re'iyah, but here we're talking about Dayanim.
Am I just saying that again, please?
There is a notion of Yediyah below Re'iyah for Eidim. But here we're talking about Dayanim. The Dayanim are functioning as Dayanim. According to Tosfos that you don't need Dayanim Likuba, all you need is Eidim, fine. According to the Rif Meramim that you need a Bezdim Likuba, so you need Dayanim. Dayanim are functioning in a different role than Eidim. So you don't have... Yediyah below Re'iyah is not going to help for Dayanim. Okay. The Vavadia, Yavia Omer, and the Chuba that we just referenced, Chela Galav Yotes, writes that when he got to Egypt, he saw that all the Geirus that they were doing, I don't know how much Geirus they were doing in Egypt, but all the Geirus that they were doing, the Dayanim didn't go into the mikvah, and they just had the ladies there when the women went into the mikvah. So Vavadia thought that was incorrect. Even if you could argue that according to the Bali Tosos that might have been good b'di'evet, but definitely not as the Chachila matter. So he writes in Osi Beis there, V'inei, Alpha pi shahayu kama anoshim madurniyim, asherhem chachamim meinei. Even though there's some modern people who thought themselves to be wise men, Shehznavdil Zeba Kol Tokef, so they opposed my efforts to change the policy in Egypt. Uba b'tayna, she'ein zanah b'hoge l'chavri b'ezdin l'ikanez v'veis hatfila shal nashim b'chlal, for the yam to walk into the mikveh where the women are, v'shash she'esh isha b'mikveh, and there's women in the mikveh. Then Raji writes in parentheses, v'rak l'rofei parutz mutu lal litog nashim afila arumas, v'glal eza mechish chayose. The yam, that's not right for the yam to walk into the mikveh where the woman submerged up to her neck. But it's fine for the doctors to check women for any ailment. Those Torahs hamadurnim alavu. Hepach torasenim afdosha, shemechalekes vidin yichud lehepach, vein sheim lebrutim. So yichud left them from for cherim. Ves hayishara yaakshu, veloti ha-torah shleim v'shalenu kisicha v'teila shalahem. Okay, then he writes, the Toda Lashem Yisbarach Hitzlachti Lashachneya B'zeh Asaraf Rashi Mitam HaMelech. So I convinced the chief rabbi, the Rav Mitam, Achehei Chekei Nogu Gam B'Kushta Kushta, so he acknowledged that's what they did in Constantinople. L'pokat Al Shamish B'ezdin L'tayis L'Rasi, and he told the Shamish to listen to me. L'amali Akhar Devar B'zeh L'chein and Haki Min Ayom Yud Ches Cheshvan Tav Shin Ches. So from late 1947, the practice in Cairo changed. Okay. There is a very brief tshuva of Shmuel Salant in the same tshuva that we quoted yesterday to Australia, where Shmuel Salant was asked about a case where it was impossible, illegal, for the Dayanim to go into the mikvah, so he was ready to prepare to be makel b'di eved, to be machshir a gerus done under the circumstances where the dayanim were right outside of the room, but not in the room itself.
What
does it mean it was illegal? You're the historian.
Not
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I mean, I
don't know.
No,
sounds like the secular authorities.
Right, so
yeah. Mm-hmm. So they have certain standards of modesty.
Okay.
So.
Just not agree.
Okay. I don't know. Zedra of Avadia writes, the end of the tshuva beginning with Oskaf. Bottom line, the Dayanim have to go into the Beis HaTfilah to see the Tfilas HaGiores. And he says there are two ways of doing this. So number one, the two ways of doing this that properly preserve the tznius of the woman. The Rabbi Rivak, who was the menahel of the Bezin for Geiris a number of years ago, used to tell people who expressed concern about the tznius in a mikveh for Geiris that the Yadim see absolutely nothing other than the head. And if you walk down the streets of New York City, you see a lot more than what you see in the mikvah. So Ravadia says there are two ways of doing this. Number one, you could have a sheet spread out over the water with a cutout for the head. So when the Dayanim walk into the room, you have the sheet that's spread over the top of the mikvah. And all the Dayanim see are the woman's head, is the woman's head above the sheet. And then they'll do the Kabbalah Samitzvah, she'll dunk, and the Dayanim will leave. That's option one. Or the way, the slightly different variation, which Rabbi Willock's a fan of, was to have kind of like a sheet wrapped around the woman's neck like a poncho, such that everything's covered, the woman goes down, and then and the dayan leaves. The other thing that Rabbi Avadia discusses here is the allowance of having a loose-fitting robe made for this purpose, which is not going to be a chatzitza because it's fashioned in such a way that the water goes all the way around the woman's body. And that also is acceptable. Ravadia develops early in the tshuva the calculation of how it works and how to ensure that it's not a chatzitza. So that also has become more popular in recent years, this kind of a robe. Rabbi Ram has someone on the Lower East Side who special orders these robes, or designs these robes, so some of the Batei Din have commissioned them, and many of our Batei Din, when Tekken Avi, use this kind of a robe. The way Rabbi Willie does Tefila is that if the Dayanim come in, the woman is has her head above the water, and Rabbi Willock says that when you're ready to go down, or when we tell you to go down, you go down, and then we're going to run out, the Dayanim run out, and slam the door behind us, so when you hear this door slam, you'll know that it's safe to come up. Everybody writes, Ula mahaka litbo, shoulder tnei bezdin, ein anach and klal, v'yala bezdin lamod v'chol tokev, neged hamechachim, Majordium Lemineam. This is Rabbi Avadia writing about his experiences in Cairo in the 1940s. So we have to stand firm against the Mechachim Majordium. Hashem Yishlach Ezra Mikodesh Lachol Holech Tamim. And don't tell me Avram Avinu Megayiras Hanoshim and Sarah Megayiras Hanoshim. It doesn't mean that Sarah Megayir the Hanoshim. It means Sarah prepared them for Gairus. But obviously he needed a benefit. Bidi Eved, so that's Tshuva Rishmul Salant, where it was illegal for the Dayan to go into the Makam HaTfila, and if the Dayan were to go, it would be a Chil Hashem. So could you be Somech on the Bali Tosus or Matir Bidiab without a Bezdin? Rishmul Salant with Mako. So Ravadia says is what to talk about. It's clear that even Rishmul Salant was only Matir in a case where there was a Sakana to do otherwise, and that Bidiab Gamor. But if you have the option, the possibility of going into the Beis HaTfila, Ein lahatir klal any other way. So this is the position of Batei Din in general, that the Dayanim has to be present for the tefillah. Modesty is preserved in the appropriate way. And the just like there were Majorim and Mitzchachim in the 1940s that Rav Avadia was railing against, there were more Majorim and Mitzchachim trying to change this, but the evidence for any allowance of the Dayanim not to be present of L'Chachila is quite sparse and uncompelling. Rav
Avadia
address?
Avi.
Is there any evidence that Rav Avadia's suggestions were done by earlier about the thing, in that they were using like a loose fitting sheet? It sounds like Rav Willick's practice is well with the.
Well, now even here, I think we started using the robe over the sheet. But,
I was saying, like, why?
Why is one better than the other?
No, why did we start doing this?
Why did who start doing what?
But they didn't start using sheets.
As not opposed to.
Just standing at an angle so that they can see your head go down and away.
No, because even it's you can't be sure that you don't see more, and a woman's much more comfortable if there's something on top of it. That I think that's generally been the practice. The rabbi didn't make that up.
Does the rabbi address the Moshe's question about the Aedus, that you can keep it in the room?
In a case where it's a bidyevod, where you rely on the Baalei Tosfos, that he doesn't discuss. Yeah. Okay. The Pesachei Shuva in Sefkat and Aleph, Kosta Shuva Sarad Vaz, actually before that. Gemara in Sakhan and Daf Zayin tells us that the classic case of a bracha that needs to be performed la'achar asiyasan is tefilas hager. That could be that's the reason that tefilas nashim, the bracha also, machlokes Baalei Tosfos. But if the bracha tefilas nashim is after tefilas, so that's because tefilas hager has to be achar tefilas, because prior to that, akasi gavu lo chazi, that the ger can't make a bracha on the tefilas before he's Jewish. So obviously that bracha has to be la'achar asiyasan. So the bracha of ala tefila is recited la'achar hatefila. And the Mishnah Sagari points out that for a male who's being tovel, he should have a, you know, the practice is that the bracha is recited after your tovel when you're still in the mikvah. The issue of libra rosa erva, so at least for males you'd have to fold your, we discussed this in Hilchos Tefila list, your male would have to fold his hands, like a woman that's a machlokas, to solve a libra rosa erva problem. The Mishnah Sager points out that he should have a yarmulke handy also, if he's going to say bracha. So when Rabbi Ram does geiris, he has a standing next to the mikvah, so he hands the ger a yarmulke, so that he can put in a yarmulke to say the bracha. As far as the bracha is concerned, so the principle of safek bracha flahakil applies as well. So our practice is that if there's a safek as to whether the person is Jewish anyways, he wouldn't say bracha, safek bracha flahakil, if you're being told from the safek. So how far do you go as far as defining that safek? So Rav Schefter quotes that Dr. Wurzberger, in his article in Tradition, after the Rav passed away, quoted the Rav as saying that when it comes to a non-halachic conversion, a bracha should not be recited misafek, because there is one opinion in Rishonim, Shilti Givar Medas Arif, that maybe maybe Bezdin isn't an for anything, maybe you don't need a Bezdin, so you don't have a kosher Bezdin. So maybe not only do you not need a Bezdin for Mila Tefillah, maybe you don't need a Bezdin for the Kabbalah Samitzvos. I used to need a Kabbalah Samitzvos, and there wasn't a Kabbalah Samitzvos, so somehow you make a cheshbin. But the Rav said that even for a conservative, someone who had a previous conservative conversion, and now with a very Orthodox conversion, he wouldn't say bracha because it's Safi Bracha Sakel. So that there are different practices among Bati Din. Our Bezdin here would not say bracha, other Bati Din would say bracha. So it's a matter of degree where you draw the line for what's considered a bona fide suffix to say suffix bracha sahako. Yeah?
What are the
reform conversions may be different because they're, maybe they even go to mikvah. They have to yesh v'yesh. The Mishnah Sager has the suggestion, or he discusses in Simon Mendal in the back, Well, maybe you could construct a case where you can say brachei manashach. Let's say it's a woman who's suffered Jewish, so if you calculate that she'll go to the mikvah for gay at the same time she's going to the mikvah for nida, then maybe you could say brachei manashach, because either she's Jewish and the bracha is on tefillas nida, or she's not Jewish and the bracha is on tefillas geiris.
Isn't it just a bracha?
What's the problem with that?
She's not married.
No, she's married.
She's a giyoris.
Right. But she's not married. If she's Jewish, she's married.
She's
and if she's not, she'll do another wedding.
She never miss her nida before...
In Manashach, if she's Jewish, then there was an Isser Nida, and then she's being kavelis for that. If she's not Jewish, so then it's Lishen Geiris. No, it's one or the other. What? Why need Kavana? So maybe that's a sufficient. Well, then there's a bracha. You're asking, do you need Kavana Lishen Geiris? Maybe you could have a double Kavana. Could be doing two things. More basic problem.
Nida for
if she's Jewish, she's a Nida. If she's not Jewish, then she's not Jewish.
That's still a suffix, then.
What do you mean? He's saying the bracha is manashach. If she's Jewish, then the bracha is on tefillas Nida. If she's not Jewish, the bracha is on tefillas Geiris. But when do you do the tefillah?
On the day, right?
So if it's tefillas Nida, it has to be Balila. And it's Tfilas Geiris, it has to be
Vayom.
No, but that may not work. It's not Pasha that you could be... No. Tfilas Shem Geiris and Shmashos, we probably wouldn't rely on that. Yeah.
Can't one be till during the day for Nida B'diavad?
So that's what he suggests, that the whole reason that you're not, so maybe you should go by Yom HaShmini, and even though in general we don't do that because of Sraf Bita, but maybe here where you're doing because of a cheshbin of Safik Brachas to be the Chat Lebracha Mimanoshach, so maybe that would be okay. that's his suggestion. I don't think we make such cheshbonos. Someone told me this week they had someone had said the following cheshbon. It's not really true, but the theory. It's our practices. Hopefully next week we'll talk about Ger Katan. But our practices on Misafek, we're cautious for the positions that both the position that the. In the case of surrogacy, both the position that the genetic mother and the surrogate are not Jewish, major machlokas. So in either situation, either where it's a non-Jewish ed or non-Jewish surrogate, we would do a gear on the kid, either l'chumra or not l'chumra. So we don't say bracha ger katan, majority opinion. But in theory, if you were to say bracha ger katan, so you wouldn't say a bracha, or I guess in theory you could have products of such a yichus that are gedolim. They're already passed bar bat mitzvah. So then you would say a bracha. So both these cases, something you wouldn't say a bracha. But let's say he was saying by ger katan, again, ger katan in our practice, you don't say bracha. But if there is such a position that you would say bracha, so if you would say bracha on ger katan, so then, let's say you were matbio, both of the one kid who had a non-Jewish egg and one kid from a non-Jewish surrogate, and you're matbio both of them at the same time. So maybe you could say brachim manashach. So that question may be right for other reasons, but be that as it may. So the Radvaz here in Sifkat and Aleph, the Piskei Shuvah Sifkat and Aleph goes to Radvaz Shuvah Safadashos, that. When you do a tefillas geirus, you say shachayanu. The va'osa shah nigmar geiruso. The geirus says shachayanu. The later Achronim understand that this is based on the old discussion, the mechav the ramah b'kisa yadam at the shach, whether you say a bracha the first time that you perform a mitzvah. So there in Kisiyadam, we generally assume that we don't say Shachianu the first time you do a mitzvah. Maybe this is different, maybe this is Shachianu on the whole new status. Here we don't say, our Beth Din here in New York doesn't say Shachianu, game don't say Shachianu. Rav Schwartz in Chicago, the CRC, they do say Shachianu based on this Ravaz. Nisha Sagir suggests that maybe you should have the Ger take have a pre chadash or a beg of chadash and say Shachianu for that. Even though it's hard to come by a real beg of chadash or pre chadash nowadays, maybe you should buy a new car. So then you could definitely say Shachianu if he's single. If he's married, you say a Tova Meitiv. So he thinks maybe you should construct a situation, a scenario, where you have what to say to Shachianu on Misafek. So typically after someone goes to the mikvah and the gerus process is over, so we tell them, depending on what time of day it is, you know, whatever they missed in the Seder Ayom, they should now do as a Jew. So, say Berachas HaTorah, if it's still Zman Tefillah, then he should daven, he should put on tefillin, whatever daily mitzvahs, say Kriyas Shema, if it's still Zman Kriyas Shema, whatever daily mitzvahs have to be performed, so you should perform as a Jew. There's a discussion about Tevilas Kalim for a Ger. Gil Studa just had a post on this on his blog this week. There's a strange Shemi Shmuel that quotes from the Avnei Nezer, from his father, Shemi Shmuel Parshas Matos, that when a Ger is Megayir, he doesn't have to be Tevilas Kalim, because the Geirus on him, the Tevil on him counts for the Kalim too. So he didn't take the kalim with him in the mikvah, but now that the tefil on him made him brought him into Kedusha Yisrael, that counts for the kalim as well. The Rosh Hefter told me that when the current Sakachava Rebbe was in America visiting yeshiva years ago, he asked him about the Shem Yishmuel. Doesn't make any sense, and the current Sakachava Rebbe didn't understand it either. It didn't have a, if I recall correctly, it didn't have a yeshiva, or maybe he had a yeshiva. The Rosh Hefter didn't understand something like that. So he didn't have a compelling yeshiva. The Darkei Tshuva quotes there in Hilchos Tefilas Kalim in Yeridei of Simen Kuf Kav. Darkei Tshuva quotes Poskim that you should be Tovel, and it's Eliezer of the Tshuva and Chelech Chesem in Yutes that you should be Tovel without a bracha, and to be Choshesh for the positions that maybe you don't need Tefila. That's my recollection, is that the Sefer Tevilas Kalim, Ritzvi Kohn Sefer and Tevilas Kalim, assumes that, recommends that as well, to be Tovel without a bracha. Rosher Weiss wrote a very brief tshuva that was printed in Tchumin a couple years ago, just reprinted in Chelek Gimel of Minchas Asher, where he writes, no, it can't be, this is Lishitas on many things, as we've discussed in the past, can't be that a ger needs Tevilas Kalim, because no one talks about it. None of the earlier posts can talk about it. So obviously, a ger doesn't have to be Tovel Kalim, because then you'd expect that people talk about it. Maybe they didn't talk about it because it's Pasha that you have to be Tovel Kalim. Maybe they didn't talk about it because there weren't so many gerim. Maybe they didn't talk about it because it's Pasha the other way. So how do you know it's Pasha one way because they didn't talk about it, maybe it's Pasha the other way. The Roger thinks that there's no need for Tevilas Kalim. Our practice is that we tell the Ger to be Tovel Kalim without a bracha. What about Bishal Akum? So let's say all the pots and pans that the Nachri used to cook before his Megayer. So that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch whether Bishal Akum requires Hechsher Kalim in general. You have a pot, and your non-Jewish domestic help used the pot to cook something, something which is Bishal Akum. So do you have to be master of that pot? That's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. In general, we're master on that the Bishal Akum does require Hefsher Kalim. The Rosh Hefter points out, in this case, you don't have to be master of the Kalim from Bishal Akum. Because the whole reason for the concern of Bishal Akum is a Chashash Kasinus, that you weren't going to marry a non-Jew. So the way Rabbi Rapp likes to point out, in this case, we're not worried that you're going to marry yourself. So what are we concerned about? You used the kli yesterday, you cooked something yesterday, yesterday's Bishal Akum, now you're Megayer, and now you're Jewish, so you have to be makshir l'kelim because of bishalachim, because you're worried you may, what's the kashash shasas, you're going to marry yourself. So that's the source. So that's why it wouldn't be necessary to be makshir the kelim from bishalachim. The same thing your shechter says, let's say the nachri scrambles eggs in the morning, and he doesn't have a chance to eat it because he went into the mikveh to be megayir, and then he comes home. So he can't eat the eggs that he scrambled that morning because that's bishalachim. Mm-hmm. Not it. Yeah.
What's the difference between this and what we were discussing before? I mean,
tefilas kelim?
Yeah.
Tefilas kelim, that's a separate din. That has nothing to do with...
Oh, you're talking about hechter.
I'm talking about the blias of non-kosher. The blias of bishalachim. Okay. We'll stop here. Next Kibbur Monday, Mirz Hashem.